Welcome to the Pit Cop Podcast. Today, we are strapping in for a deep dive into, well, one of the most talked about paths for building a stable income online, affiliate marketing.
We really are. Yeah. We're going to look at the truth behind that promise.
Yeah.
You always hear, you know, the one about earning money while you sleep.
Right.
It sounds like a dream, but the reality is it requires a really smart strategy. And that's exactly what we've kind of distilled for you today.
Absolutely. And this deep dive, it's really built for you, the person who's looking for a structured, simple way to build a real income stream without, you know, getting totally overwhelmed. We're not just covering the basics. We're giving you those high impact, actionable bits of knowledge.
We should be clear. These insights are pulled directly from proven methods. All the material we're unpacking today comes from the best-selling ebooks that you can find on the Pitcot store. So this isn't theory.
No.
It's a factual, successful roadmap that, I mean, thousands of people are using right now.
And that roadmap is just so crucial if you want to speed things up. So if you really want to go deeper into these best-selling guides, get that full step-by-step method we're talking about, you really should visit www.pitcot.com/bucks to download them today. It just streamlines the whole process.
It really does.
Okay, so let's unpack this. We hear the term affiliate marketing thrown around constantly. For someone who's just starting out, what is the simplest, most powerful way to define it?
At its heart, it's just digital recommendation. It's as simple as that. You're recommending a product or a service you trust to your audience. When someone clicks your unique link and then, you know, makes a purchase, you get a percentage of that sale, a commission.
So you're basically the digital salesperson, but without any of the inventory headaches.
Exactly. You are leveraging the trust you've already built to connect your audience with something that solves a problem for them.
The Pitcot resources call you the friendly guide.
That's a perfect way to put it. You're the friendly, trusted guide. And what makes it so powerful is you don't have to create the product. You don't manage payments. You don't handle delivery. You plug into these huge existing commercial systems.
And when you say plugging in, we're talking about companies with global reach, instant credibility, right?
Precisely. I mean, think about the giants like Amazon, eBay, even platforms like Shopify. They all have these ready-made affiliate programs, and they give you a ton of tools specifically designed to help you succeed, which is a world away from trying to start a business from scratch.
That makes perfect sense. So you get to sidestep all the usual startup hurdles. Okay. Let's talk about what the sources call the shortcut advantage, which is all about the logistics. It sounds almost too good to be true. If it's so low cost, why isn't everyone doing it successfully? What's the real friction point?
That's a great question. And you're right. The initial barrier to entry is incredibly low. You just need a laptop and an internet connection to get started.
That's it.
That's it. The friction isn't the startup money. It's the consistency and the strategy. We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
But the logistical savings, they are absolutely huge, and that's the core appeal here.
Okay, so break those savings down for us, because for anyone who's ever tried to sell a physical product, this is probably the big aha moment.
Oh, it is. You bypass all the costs tied to physical inventory. So no warehouses.
Right.
Zero concerns about shipping, dealing with customs, postal delays, any of that. And this part is crucial. You are not managing customer returns.
Oh, it's huge.
It's massive.
Yeah.
No disputes, no chargebacks. Your job is pretty much done once you get that click.
No stock, no staff, no office. It's a completely flexible income stream. That logistical freedom means you can focus all your energy on what actually makes money, the content.
Correct. And that is exactly where the power of automation comes in. You are literally transforming your existing assets, your blog posts, your YouTube reviews, your TikTok tutorials into what you could pretty accurately call little automated income machines.
So how good are the tools that these programs give you? You mentioned analytics, but for someone just starting out, what data should they be looking at to know if their strategy is actually working?
This is key. The tools aren't just for show. The good programs give you dashboards that track clicks, impressions, and most importantly, your conversion rates.
Okay.
A high conversion rate means your audience trusts you and the product is a good fit. So you need to know which specific links are performing best so you can do more of that.
So it's really data-driven marketing where these big affiliate companies are basically fronting the cost of the technology for you.
Yes, absolutely. And that really seems to favor specialized niche marketing. Your conversions are usually higher in a niche, even if the total traffic is a bit lower.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And the material makes a good distinction between, say, high volume, low commission programs, like a big mass market retailer, and then these niche, high ticket programs you might find with software companies or on networks like ShareSale.
And I'm guessing diversification across those is key for stability.
It's a crucial stability measure. You got it.
That level of insight is so valuable. Okay, so we've covered the logistics, the support. But does this really translate into a reliable full-time income? Or is it mostly just side hustle money?
For the people who treat it like a real business, it absolutely translates into a reliable income stream. We see countless examples in the material where marketers have successfully turned this into a full-time career. The machine is running 24/7, you know, making money whether you're working, traveling, or even sleeping.
But the partnership aspect feels key. It's not just about throwing a link on a page. It's about how the brand's credibility reflects back onto your own platform.
That is the critical trust component. When you recommend a quality product from a brand people already know and trust, that trust, it sort of instantly transfers to your own website.
Right.
Your audience just feels safer, and they're much more likely to click buy than if you sent them to some random unknown site.
That psychological edge is huge in today's crowded online space. You're leveraging decades of someone else's brand investment instantly.
And just remember why these programs give you so much support. They actively want you to succeed. It's a real partnership. When you win, they win. That's why they provide so much training, ready-made content like banners and ad copy, and great customer support for the products themselves. You're never really going it alone.
That support structure is such a huge differentiator. Wow. And to really tap into that knowledge base, to understand the full strategic roadmap, we really encourage you to explore all the resources available.
Yeah, this deep dive gives you the highlights, but the full methodology is what you need for implementation.
So just take a moment now and visit www.pickcott.com. You can explore the complete set of resources there to build out this knowledge and really accelerate your learning curve.
All right, let's pivot now to maybe the most important part, strategic application. The Pidcott material uses this fantastic analogy for how to integrate links, the seasoning strategy. Let's break down what that means in practice.
Yeah, I love that analogy. It's designed to help you avoid the single biggest mistake people make, which is being too pushy, too salesy.
If your content is just saturated with links, it feels aggressive, you know, and it just drives people away. That's too much seasoning.
So the goal is to blend it in. How do we make sure that recommendation blends perfectly with the content?
It's all about context and value. For example, if you're writing a really detailed blog post about, say, maximizing productivity, the affiliate link to a project management tool should just appear naturally when you mention that tool.
Right, when it makes sense.
Exactly. Or maybe in a little resources section at the end.
Right.
It should feel like it's adding value, not interrupting the experience.
Can you give us a few concrete examples of where that subtle placement really works for high conversion?
Sure. High conversion always comes from high intent. So things like product reviews, how-to tutorials, and especially those side-by-side comparison guides, they're gold.
Because the person is already looking to buy.
They are ready to buy. Someone searching for best budget laptop for video editing is already in that mindset. Your job is just to provide that final helpful link to the best choice.
Which connects directly to your SEO strategy, doesn't it? Targeting those very specific long-tail keywords that signal someone is ready to buy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Focus your content there. It's much easier to rank for best noise-canceling headphones for open-plan offices and get a sale than it is to rank for just headphones. The affiliate link should just be the logical next step after you've given them the answer they were looking for.
And by focusing on value first, monetization second, you build that long-term trust and loyalty. And that's essential for stability.
Stability is the end game. Adding affiliate income creates multiple safety nets for your online business. It diversifies your income so you're not just relying on, say, ad revenue or course sales. When one stream slows down, the affiliate income keeps flowing.
It's like building robustness right into your business model. That concept of diversification, that feels like the perfect way to wrap this up.
I think so. The core takeaway is pretty clear. Affiliate marketing is not a lottery ticket. It's not an overnight get-rich scheme. It's a smart, simple, and proven business model that's built on consistency, on adding genuine value, and on strategically partnering with brands you trust.
It's about turning the platform you already have into a genuine, sustainable moneymaker through strategic partnership. We've covered a lot of ground today, and I really hope you found this knowledge stream valuable.
Yeah, and if you enjoyed this deep dive, if you found this valuable, make sure you don't miss any of our future uploads where we simplify complex topics just like this.
Subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and be sure to activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. And also press the like button if you love our show. It really helps in the recommendation algorithm so more people can find it too.
We really appreciate you trusting us to guide you through this.
Thank you so much for being there with us. And just remember that final thought, the tools and the knowledge are out there. Who knows, your next strategically placed click might just change your life. Thank you for listening to the Pitcot Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.